I'm Petty Officer Bryant Lang. On this edition of the AFN Naples Report, U.S. Army missing soldier recovery and General Patton legacy at the NCO Academy. Recently, at a military training site near Pribradė, Lithuania, four U.S. Army soldiers went missing and three were found. Construction engineers with the U.S. Army and Lithuanian military, along with civilians, have been putting in all efforts to find the missing soldier. Here is U.S. Army Chief Warrant Officer 2, Timothy D. Shea, a construction engineer technician with 1st Armored Brigade Combat Team, 3rd Infantry Division, speaking about the team effort to find the missing soldier.
Yeah, we're just extremely proud of the team. There have been soldiers out here working days on end with little to no sleep, not going back to take showers and get hot chow. They'd prefer to stay out here and continue the recovery efforts. Currently, we're having to force people to go back and to bed down and go to sleep and get some rest, which is a good thing that there are so many committed members of the team willing to put in the effort out here.
The 7th Army Non-Commissioned Officer Academy trains U.S. and multinational soldiers using the basic leadership course curriculum from the NCO Leadership Center of Excellence. Its mission is to develop holistically fit, disciplined, and confident leaders capable of building cohesive teams across the alliance to win in a joint operational environment. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant First Class Daniel Pareko, Chief of Training for the 7th Army Training Command Non-Commissioned Officer Academy, discussing General George Patton's legacy at the oldest NCO Academy in the European and African Theater on Greifenwar Training Area, Germany.
It goes back to the relationship between Army officers and non-commissioned officers. That relationship is built on trust, and NCOs hold it together by continuing and building that trust between NCOs and their team, their soldiers. General George S. Patton is a very recognized Army general. He commanded the 7th Army in the Mediterranean, and then after the invasion of Normandy during World War II, he commanded the 3rd Army through France and Germany.
For more information, visit DivisHub.net. And for local news and information around the region, tune in here with us at 97.3 The Eagle. That's the AFN Naples Report. I'm Petty Officer Bryant Lang.